Unit 1. People and Jobs. Reading, page 7.
Living by the Sword. When Cristina Sanchez told her parents that she wanted to become a bullfighter instead of a hairdresser, they weren't too pleased. But when she was 18, her parents realized that she was serious and sent her to a bullfighting school in Madrid, where she trained with professionals. Since last July, Sanchez has been the most successful novice in Spain and is very popular with the crowds. After brilliant performances in Latin America and Spain earlier this year, Sanchez has decided that she is ready to take the test to become a matador de toros. Out of the ring, Sanchez does not look like a matador. She is casually elegant, very feminine, and wears her long blonde hair loose. She seems to move much more like a dancer than an athlete. But in the ring, she is all power. When she was 14, Sanchez's father warned her that the world of bullfighting was hard enough for a man and even harder for a woman. It seems he is right.
It really is a tough world for a woman, says Sanchez. You start with the door shut in your face. A man has to prove himself only once, whereas I have had to do it 10 times just to get my foot in the door.
In perhaps the world's most masculine profession, it would seem strange if Sanchez had not met problems. But even though Spanish women won the legal right to fight bulls on equal terms with men in 1974, there are still matadors like Jesulín de Ubrique who refuse to fight in the same ring as her. Sanchez lives with her family in Parla, south of Madrid. Her family is everything to her and is the main support in her life.
My sisters don't like bullfighting. They don't even watch it on TV. And my mother would be the happiest person in the world if I gave it up. But we get on well. Mum's like my best friend.
When Sanchez is not fighting, she has a tough fitness routine. Running, working out in the gym, and practicing with her father in the afternoon. By 9, she is home for supper, and by 11, she is in bed. She doesn't drink, smoke, or socialize.
You have to give up a lot,
says Sanchez.
It's difficult to meet people, but it doesn't worry me. Love does not arrive because you look for it.
Sanchez spends most of the year travelling, in summer to Spanish and French bullfights, and in winter to Latin America. Her mother dislikes watching Sanchez fight, but goes to the ring when she can. If not, she waits at home next to the telephone. Her husband has had to ring 3 times to say that their daughter had been injured, twice lightly in the leg and once seriously in the stomach. After she has been wounded, the only thing Sanchez thinks about is how quickly she can get back to the ring.
It damages your confidence, she says, but it also makes you mature. It's just unprofessional to be injured. You cannot let it happen.
Sanchez is managed by Simon Casas, who says,
At the moment, there is no limit to where she can go. She has a champion's mentality, as well as courage and technique.